Very nice question that was asked recently. It's about a food dehydrator. This is a machine that they use to dry out fruit, dry out meat. And this young man asked me whether you could use the same machine for fruit and meat, or to make the fruit bisari, would it make it meaty? So that's a very, very interesting issue. So for Sfaradim, as long as the trays are in the food dehydrator are clean, you're pretty much good to go, because this is a situation of naparnat, of two steps removed from the meats. The meat is absorbed into the food dehydrator, and then the food dehydrator then it's extracted from the food dehydrator, from the food dehydrator, and goes to the fruit. So that's notain tam. It's one step from the meat into the machine, and then barnat, the second step of netinat tam from the machine into the fruit, the neutral item. And if the stami item, and you apply the rule of not barnat, as long as it lands into something that's still kasher, not, we call it not barnat de'atera, then it would be permissible 100% according to Sfaradim, even if it was cooked this way. Now, so simply for a Sfaradi who wants to use a food dehydrator for both fruit and meat, just keep it clean and you're good to go. Well, what about for Ashkenazim? Ashkenazim, already there's more room to be concerned, because Ashkenazim are machmir lechatchila for not barnat like debi shul. There's two steps removed of giving taste if it was by actual cooking. So here there is room to be concerned, because lechatchila that parav item, that stami item, the neutral item, should not be, let's say, that absorbed, that for secondary absorption of meat should not be eaten l'chadchila for Ashkenazim with dairy. And so would that be, that pose a problem over here? So I think there are two reasons to be lenient. Number one is that these machines don't get that up that high. They go from 30 degrees Celsius to 70 degrees Celsius, and that range is considered to be, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, believer of Aja agrees with this. That's considered to be in the zone of Safek Yatza Letipo. We're not sure if that's considered to be Yatza Letipo, hot to the touch, and when there was actual absorption. So we generally speaking with machmir, but you're talking about here as a safek. So the Ashkenazim and machmir, not panayev de bishul, was actually bishul. Here it's a safek bishul. Safek even gone to yatza letipo, and therefore I think there's more reason to be mekel in this situation. That's number one. Number two reason to be mekel is that for Ashkenazim, the concern is you'd have to worry about, oh, does it go up? And then that the steam from the machine steam rises, let's say, from the meat, goes into the top of the tray. And then when you use it for fruit, the steam is going to come up from the fruit, it's going to extract it and put it back and bring it back down. Now, Maran, Shulchan Aruch, and Rama are both lenient about this. They say the Zayah, the steam only absorbs going up, not going down. But the Dagul Mervava is Machmir. And Halakha probably follows Maran and the Rama. Okay, so you have a Chumrah that's typically followed, that you have to be concerned the Zayah could go two ways. But so for here, if it's only safek nap or not, and then plus it's a chumrah as it is just to say the zayah comes down as well as up, it can extract that which is the zayah can extract that which is in the roof of the, it was absorbed into the roof of the machine that's being cooked in, and that's two chumrot to say two chumrot together. I don't think you would say that. Don't go far. You have poskim that say that. Just piling up chumrot, one on top of the other, chumrah by napar, not for Ashkenazim, chumrah by by Zayad, because it's part of the Qumran. I think it's too much. And for this reason, you have something stami in for Ashkenazim. Sfaradim will ask me, oh, I'm baking challah in a meat oven. It's clean, but can I, and I'm bringing it to that, to my Ashkenazi hosts, or Ashkenazim. I'm going to be hosting Ashkenazim. Can they have that? I think so. Because, first of all, it's not Barnani Dei Bishul. Secondly, which essentially, even Ashkenazim, bottom line, even B'diavad, they hold it's okay. Chadchilana, but B'diavad would be okay. And plus, to say that the Zayah also extracts as well as absorbs, that's already, that's two Chumrot. Doesn't make sense to go with two Chumrot. We have a similar thing. We have a similar point that we find. I was thinking last night when I was walking home from the Beit Knesset, I wanted to carry back my Mishnayot. And I was thinking, well, I keep Rabbeinu Tam as a Chumrah for the waiting the 72 minutes, even after Shabbat is over, according to the Geonim, according to the Minhag. With Rabbeinu Tam, I also try to avoid using the Eruv. But should I avoid using the Eruv in the time of Rabbeinu Tam? So that's already piling up Chumrah, which we don't have to do. So bottom line is, I think for both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, you keep the food dehydrator clean, and it's good for both. It's good for dairy and parav stami, or meat and parav, meat and dairy. Right, that's a different story. That way, they should be stricter. But you should get separate shells of meat and dairy. But meat and parv, or meat or milk and parv, I think that would be totally okay and totally appropriate. One more thought to be lenient is that, at least the machines, the way I saw, the way they are made, they have an exhaust. So probably not so much of a concern of Zayav, the steam, and the fruit dehydrators, because the fruit, just because the steam that comes out is just sucked out by the machine and goes out the exhaust. Wishing everybody a great week with full of bracha and briyut.